Okay, a new week, but Ezras Hashem Yisborach. We're starting, continuing the sugya, a tricky sugya. It's a hard sugya, but the rule is, when you have a hard sugya, it's more gishmak. You really got to get your teeth stuck into it. And Baruch Hashem, because we learn every day, so it's easier. If it just be a once a week shir, it'd be very hard to get into it. So Ezrat Hashem, we're going to get this sugya straight. But like I always stress, in a sugya which is complicated, we've got to make sure that we have absolute clarity in the early stages. If we lose the thread early on in the sugya, then we've lost the whole picture. So let's update what we said until now, and then we'll continue Be'ezras Hashem. Reb Meir was mechadish to us. Reb Meir was mechadish to us that the Dayonim are chosen by either side, as we explained. And then Reb Meir said the following chiddush. Reb Meir said each one of the two litigants can passel the other one's dayon. That was Rameyah's chiddush. The Chachamim said, no, they cannot, unless they have clear halachic grounds to do so. If they prove with Eidos, etc., etc., that he's an apostle or a korev, then that's something else. But otherwise, you cannot. But Rameyah's opinion is the one that we're looking at. Rameyah maintains that, yes, you can. Each one can passel the other one. So now, we had a discussion about this last week. The maskana was, we need to jump to the maskana was, that even Reb Meir agrees that Reuven and Shimon, the two litigants, cannot passel dayonim mumchin. That was the agreement. If they are known mumchin, if they are registered and known to the public, then you cannot just merely passel them because you don't like them to judge you. There's no such thing. That was Reb Meir's opinion, and we're not going to go into the whole discussion about that. That was the maskana. So what was the big kasha? The big kasha was, if Reb Meir agrees that you cannot passel dayonim mumchin, then why does he hold, and remember this was the next chiddush of Reb Meir, that either side, Reuven and Shimon, can passel the other one's eidim? Once again, the Rabbanon disagreed, and they said, no, it's not true. But what does Reb Meir mean over here? Surely, and this is the way the Gemara worded the question, every aid, as long as he's a regular kosher aid, basically is comparable to a dayon mumcha. What extra qualification do you need? In the case of a dayon, you need that qualification. It's not good enough to be a kosher Jew. You also have to be a mumcha. You need that extra qualification. But an aid does not need that. As long as he's a kosher Jew, he's not a Rasha, he's not an apostle, he's not a korev, what further qualification could you possibly need? Which is another way of saying, and this is the way the Gemara worded the question, that every kosher aid is comparable to a dayon mumcha. And if Reb Meir agrees that the two parties cannot passel a dayon mumcha, why on earth can they passel the other one's aid? That was the Gemara's question. So let's resume now on the fourth bottom line of the Gemara. On the fourth bottom line of the Gemara, it's in fact the fourth word on that line, Vaha. Says the Gemara, Vaha, but surely Eidim kamumchim domi. Surely your average, regular, kosher aid is like a mumcha, is like a dayan mumcha. Because as long as he's not apostle, then what further qualification could possibly be required? And nonetheless, for Omer Reb Meir, Zeh Poisel Eidov Shel Zeh, Zeh Poisel Eidov Shel Zeh, quote unquote, question mark. How did Reb Meir say that each one could passel the other one's aid? Surely, if he himself agrees that you cannot passel a dayon mumcha, every aid is like a dayon mumcha. What further qualification would he possibly need? Answers the Gemara, and this we began seeing last week. Itmar Allah. We learned concerning Reb Meir's aforementioned statement, Omar Resh Lakish, that Resh Lakish commented, Peh Kodosh Yoimar Dovar Zeh? Exclamation mark, question mark. Resh Lakish indeed asked this question, the Peh Kodosh with the holy mouth of Reb Meir possibly have said such a thing? He cannot have meant literally that each side can passel the eidim of the other. It just cannot be. Why? As we just explained, if somebody brings kosher edim to Beis Din, then how can it be you could just merely passel them, say, I'm sorry, I don't allow them to testify in my case. That cannot be. Rather, what it means is, Tani, what has to be stated is a doi, period. Not a dov. A dov, ayin, dalad, yud, vov, means his witnesses, plural. If somebody brings two kosher witnesses to Beis Din, there is no way that the other party could just simply dismiss them out of hand. Sorry, I don't want them to testify against me. No, there's no such thing. So what does it mean in the Mishnah? You've got to amend the Mishnah. It's not a dov, it's a doy. His witness, singular. Now, that obviously begs the question, and the Gemara immediately asks it, what exactly is the case? You're telling me that if Reuven brings two Edim to Beis Din, Shimon cannot passel them. So rather, we're talking about where Reuven brought one aid to Beis Din. What does that mean, he brought one aid to Beis Din? Says the Gemara, Eidoi lamai, for what purpose? Eileim lamamoin. If you're going to tell me, remember we discussed this at the end of last week, a singular aid has no validity whatsoever to extract momoin from one to another. If two Edim come to Beis Din and say, Reuven's chayav money to Shimon, he's got to pay, no questions asked. But if Eid Echos says that he's chayav to pay momoin, then no, he's not chayav to pay. Well, if he's not chayav to pay, because the Torah has rendered a single Eid as ineffective, well then, why would you need Shimon to passel that Eid? You don't need him to passel the Eid, the Torah's already passeled him. Says the Gemara Lamai, Eileim Lamomoin. If you're going to tell me he's talking about for Momoin, meaning he was brought to Beis Din to try and extract Momoin from the other party. Rachmona Pasle, question mark. What does Rachmona Pasle mean? It means the Torah has passeled him. If the Torah has passeled him because it says that a single aid is ineffective in monetary cases, well, I don't need Shimon to passle him. So what does Rav Meir mean when he says that if Reuven brings a singular aid, Shimon can passel him? We don't need him to passel him, he's passel anyway. Says the Gemara, E l'shvua. Remember we said there's some cases that an aid echod, even if he cannot extract momoin, but at least he can force the defendant to have to make a shvua. Well, if that's the case, hemune mehemon kibetre, question mark. Well, then, to the contrary, he's absolutely believed by the Torah and has all the power of two Edim. Two Edim can extract Momoin. A singular aid can enforce a Shavua. That is a Torah-given Koyach. So once again, how on earth can he be passeled? So what does the Gemara mean to ask? Mimonafshoch. If the Eid Echor is coming to extract Momoin, I don't need him to be passeled. He's anyway passeled. And if he's coming to enforce a shvua, well, then you shouldn't be able to passel him because he has all the ne'emonos of two. Which means we're back to square one. We still don't understand what did Reb Meir mean when he said that you can passel the other one's edim, which we've now explained doesn't mean edim in the plural. It means aid, edoi in the singular. Even in that case, we haven't yet discovered. Says the Gemara, and this is where we left off last week, la'oilam la'momim. We're talking about when Eid Echad was brought to Beis Din to extract money. Now, what does that mean, to extract money? Didn't we just say a second ago that an Eid Echad is ineffective? The answer is, lo itzricha, we're talking about a case, the kiblei olea kibetre, where the two parties accepted upon themselves that we are going to consider this aid echod like two. Now, what does that mean? In all other areas of halacha, for example, whether it's chilul Shabbos or avodah zarah or whatever it may be, either you have two aidim or you don't. If you don't have two aidim, then it's finished. It's game over. What's the exception to that rule? The exception to that rule is in cases of momoin. Why is momoin always different to all other halachas? Because momoin, it's the prerogative of the two parties to, as it were, settle for less? Meaning, in theory, if Shimon says to Reuven, you know something? I fully admit that I borrowed money from you and I'm chayav to pay $1,000. Well, then he's chayav to pay $1,000 even if there's no edim. Because a financial matter, by definition, always depends on what I hold, if I admit or I deny. It's all like Chilul Shabbos, etc., etc. So therefore, if the two parties get together and they say, listen, for whatever reason, we're going to base our court case on the evidence of a single aid. If the defendant says, you know something, I accept that. Under ordinary circumstances, the Torah requires two, but I'm prepared to take money out of my back pocket if you only manage to bring a single aid. Fine. Well, that's his prerogative to do so. So here you have a very fascinating case of an aid echad who is treated like two aidim. Who's decided that he has the status of two aidim? The defendant himself. So the Gemara says, that's it, we've now discovered the case. What's the case? Reuven and Shimon are having a financial argument, but Reuven, for example, is the potential or the alleged borrower. It says to Shimon, listen, I deny that I owe you a penny. But if you bring an aid echod to Bezdin, I'll accept his evidence. If he doesn't state that, well, then the aid echod is totally ineffective and Shimon has to bring two aidim. So here we're talking about a very exceptional case where Reuven says, I will accept the evidence of one aid. And what are we being taught by Rav Meir? This is going to be the discussion and the continuation of the Gemara. That even though you obviously cannot passel two kosher aidim, like we said before, but somebody who is a single aid, who only ever has koyach because I stated that I will accept his aidus, the mayor is telling you, there you are allowed to backtrack. There you're allowed to say, on second thoughts, I don't accept his aidus. That is a special aloch in the case of aid echod. In the case of two aidim are basically treated like mumchin. They're absolutely qualified. They cannot be disqualified unless they're proven to be possible. But as long as they're kosher aidim, they cannot be disqualified. An aid echod, as we said before, is irrelevant. He's got no power. But in the case that I've installed power in him, how so? Where Reuven says, I will accept the aidus of an aid echod. So here Reb Meir is telling me a tremendous chiddush, that even though I said initially I accepted upon myself the evidence of an aid echod, but it's my prerogative afterwards to turn around and say, I've changed my mind. And if you only bring an aid echod to Bezdin, I refuse to abide by his evidence. But what do you mean? 5 minutes ago, you accept this as Eidos. You're right. It's a special aloch in Eid Echod. Because the Eid Echod, as we said before, essentially has no power. He's only got power because I accepted him. Well, I've changed my mind. That is the case of Rumir. Yeah.
Two questions. First of all, this really doesn't answer the question of Mumcha is the same as a kosher Eid. There's one, two, three, or four Eidim. If he's not possible, then he's a mumcha. So how are you able to decline him?
Answer that question. Somebody who's a mumcha, he's got power because the Torah has an installed power in him. I cannot argue with the Torah. But if I am the one who installed him with power, so I can retract. He's only ever got power, not because the Torah gave him power, but rather the Torah only gave two aidim power. But I have installed him with power because I initially said I'll accept his edus. Rav Meir says, I can backtrack. But I can't argue with a mumcha who the Torah has given power to.
But we said, earlier you said that a kosher aid is a mumcha.
No, we just said it. They're right, if he's two aidim.
Two.
One kosher aid is not a mumcha? Two kosher aid are mumcha?
A one kosher aid mumcha has no power. Let him be a mumcha till tomorrow. The Torah has given zero power to an aid echod.
So since I'm the one that gave him the power, I can take away
I'm
the power.
Holding with power, the mayor says, I can reject him. I can change my mind.
That's my first question. My second quick question is: if this is the case, why isn't the halacha that In Mamonos, the litigants decide how many edim they want.
You do. If they do not
What
come to an
if they say we need four edim? What if they say they need five edim?
prior to Edim, if they happen to come to an agreement that they're going to settle on one aid, then that is exactly the halacha that
What if they
works.
say they want three edim?
No such thing. The Torah gives power to two. Can't
So
argue
they
that
can only go less, that they can't go above.
we can say the loiver, the borrower can say, I'm prepared to take money out of my back pocket if you only manage to bring one aid. But I can't require more than two because the Torah is given to Koyach for two. So it turns out, according to this, what is the case now? It turns out that the case is, and this is a big chiddush, because remember, the Mishnah said Eidov, which sounds like plural, but apparently we've amended it, although we'll see later on the Gemara is not very happy with this. But for the moment, we've amended it, and we're considering it to be Eidoi, a single witness. What is the case in the final analysis, at least at this stage? They initially agreed that they're going to accept the testimony of one single aid, an aid echad. Rav Meir says you can backtrack and say, I reject him. And the Rabbanon say, no, you can't. Once you've accepted him, that's it.
Rav, at what point can he reject him? Before his testimony or even after his testimony?
I'm not sure. I would presume, but I have to look at the proof of this. I would presume that once he's given his testimony, then it's too late. But I don't have a clear proof of that. My assumption would be that even though I initially accept him, I can puzzle him as long as he hasn't given that evidence. Once you've given the evidence, then it's game over. Finish.
It
You're
has
done.
to be. It has to be before, because then he's not an eight. He's
Fair.
because he's only an eight if he agrees with me. If he doesn't agree with me, I decided he's not an eight. Then he's not an eight.
Once he's given the evidence and finished, the Beis Din Pasuk and Yechayev Mamon, it's too late to change. Now, says the Gemara. Again, look at the Gemara. La'olam l'mamon, lo'itzricha dekibleh oleh kabeitrei. They've accepted on to treat this Eid Echad as if he were like two. So therefore, he does have koyach. But because I was the one who installed him without koyach, that's why, in the opinion of Rav Meir, the loiver can now backtrack. Says the Gemara. Mahai komashmalom. So if that's the case, what in fact are you teaching me? What is turns out is the chiddush of the Mishnah, demotzi hodar bei, that he's able to be chayzer. He's able to retract. That's in effect what you're telling me. You're telling me that Rav Meir's entire chiddush is, even though I initially accepted upon myself this evidence of an Eid Echad, but I can retract. Is that what you're teaching me? Says the Gemara, surely Tanina. We've already learned this. This is not a Chiddush. Where have we learned this? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you where. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Omar Loi. What happens if one side says to the other, Ne'eman olai abo? What does that mean, Ne'eman olai abo? Normally we know, obviously, a father is a non-kosher eid because he's a korev. But if one says, Ne'eman olai, my father, even though min ha-Torah is possible, again, like we said before, in cases of monetary matters, we could consider, if you want to accept even a possible aid, then it's your prerogative. So the loiver, the alleged borrower, says, I'm ne'eman olai, believed to me is my father. Okay, that's his prerogative. Case number one. Case number two, ne'eman olai avicha, or I'm prepared to believe your father. If your father comes and testifies against me, I will accept that. Number two. Number three, Ne'emonin olai gimel royei boker, or I'm prepared to accept three shepherds. What does that mean, three shepherds?
Judges, yeah.
Obviously, they mean even if they're ignorant. Royei boker, they're just plain shepherds. Now, one second. If we're talking about gimel royei boker, presumably we're not talking about Eidos over here, we're talking about Dayonin. Look at the bottom Rashi. Nemon olai b'dayonin komairi. Rashi proves we must be talking about dayonim over here. Midaktoni, because it states gimel, underline the word gimel, roye boka. If the Braisa, the Mishnah, talks about three shepherds, well, obviously it's not talking about Adam, we never need three. So obviously we're talking about when this person said, I accept your father, my father, three shepherds, etc., etc. What in fact is he saying? We're not talking about Adam. We're talking about Dayonim. So essentially, a father disqualified, your father disqualified, three ignorant shepherds disqualified. But if I say to you, I'm prepared to believe them, ne'emon olai, then that's my prerogative. We can do so. However, Reb Meir Omer, Reb Meir says, Yochoil lachzor boy. Yes, I can install power in them, but guess what? I can retract. V'chachomim oimrim, eino yochoil lachzor boy. No, you cannot retract. What exactly is the case? V'omar of Dimi, braider of Nachman, braider of Yosef. What was the case? Kagoin. For example, what was happening over here was the kible oleo b'chad. What does that mean, the kible oleo b'chad? So look at the top, Rashi. V'omar of Dimi. Oh, the ka'oman nemon olai abom. What did that mean when he said, I'm prepared to believe my father or your father could go in, i.e., the kible oleo bechad dayon, I'm prepared to consider him one of the dayonim, the yesh shnaim ksherim imoy. So there's two other kosher dayonim. We're looking for the third, and the alleged borrower says, I'm fully prepared to accept even if my father or your father is the third dayon. Va'afilu hochi, nonetheless, kevan de posel midoi raisa. Since min ha-Torah, he's essentially apostle. As we all know, min ha-Torah, a father cannot be a dayon. But I've accepted his dayonos. But because at the end of the day, essentially, the Torah has not given him koyach. To the contrary, the Torah said he's posel. That's why motzi hodar beikoma. That's why Ramea says, I'm allowed to backtrack. If he's kosher min ha-Torah, so I can't posel him. How can I argue with the Torah? But in the case of a father, your father, my father, because he's posel min ha-Torah, and the only reason why he's got any koyach whatsoever to be a dayon is because I said ne'emon olai. So Rav Meir says, I can backtrack. Says Rashi, hochanami. So to back in our case, kiven v'chad lemomoin. Seeing as one aid for momoin, for monetary cases, loy miskasher, is not really kosher min ha-Torah. The Torah has not given him any power. And the only reason why he's got any credence at all is because I accepted upon myself is motzi hodar bei. So once again, Reb Meir would surely say that I can retract. So what's the Gemara meaning to ask? You've told me that we're talking about a single aid who have accepted or I've accepted to take his evidence. And now what's the machlokes in Reb Meir and the Chachomim? Can we backtrack or can we not backtrack? Says the Gemara, thank you very much. That's not news. Why is that not a chiddush to us? Because we've already learned this case before. We've already learned, albeit not talking about Edim, talking about Dayonim, but Lucher, it's all the same thing. I've got a Dayon who essentially is posel. Why is he posel? Either because he's my father, or because he's your father, or because it's three ignorant Dayonim, whatever it may be. So min ha-Torah, they have no power. Their only right to be a dayon in the first place is because I, the potential alleged loiver, said ne'emon olai. And Reb Meir says, fine. But because you were the one who installed him with power, but min ha-Torah really is apostle, so you can reject it, you can change your mind afterwards. And what did the Rabbanon say? No, you can't. So why are we having the same machlokes twice? It's exactly the same case. Says the Gemara, no. Sricha. We really do need both cases. Both the cases of the Dayanim and also the cases of the Eid Echad in our story. Each one is a separate Chiddush, and I would not necessarily have known one from the other. Why not? Says the Gemara, Tzricha. De'i tona abba v'avicha. Because had we only been taught the case, the second case of where I accept the Dionysus of your father or my father. So what did Rabbanon say in that case? You cannot change your mind. Says the Gemara, I would have been excused for thinking. Beho, in that particular case, Ka'omri Rabbanon Deloi Motzi Hodarbe. Maybe only in that case, Rabbanon hold that he cannot retract. Why not? Mishum de Abba v'avicha chazu la'alma. Your father and my father are perfectly valid dayanim da'alma. What does that mean, da'alma? Generally for other people. They're not essentially apostle dayan. It only happens to be the apostle in this particular case because they're related to me. So therefore, maybe Rabbanon say that the reason why you cannot reject this Dayan is because essentially he's a perfectly kosher Dayan and could be a member of any Beis Din on the world. So because he's essentially a kosher, he's only apostle vis-a-vis his son, therefore maybe that's why Rabbanon were machmeh, and they said, I'm sorry, you cannot reject him. Avol chad kebetrei. But in our case, we're talking about an Eid Echad. An Eid Echad is possible vis-a-vis who? Everybody. De la alma loichazi. Not only is he an invalid aid for me, he's an invalid aid for anybody. So if that's a more serious type of psul. And if that's a more serious type of psul, Ema moidile leremeya. Maybe in that case, I would have been excused for thinking that maybe they agreed to Reb Meir that what? That over there, you can indeed retract. So therefore, had I known the second case, I wouldn't have known the first case. Even had I been taught that Rabbanon said you cannot reject the father, I maybe would have said, yeah, of course, you can't reject the father because the father is essentially a kosher dayan. But maybe in our case, you can reject the Eid Echad. Why? Because he's essentially apostle aid for everybody. So therefore, I cannot just state the second case. I wouldn't have known the first. So too says the Gemara in reverse. The Yashminon Baha. And if I would have been taught only the first case, what does that mean, the first case? The case of the Eid Echad. Well, then I would have said the reverse logic. I would have said, Baha, comma, Reb Meir. Maybe only in the first case, that's where Reb Meir says you can reject him. Why? Because we're talking about somebody who's apostle really for everybody, not just for me. However, Baha'i. But in the other case, we're talking about the father, Ema, Moidi Lahu, Lerabonon. Maybe in the second case, they would agree to the Rabbanon that what? That you cannot reject the father. So therefore, I need to be told, Sricha, that's why it's necessary to tell me both cases, that even though you may well understandably have thought that we could differentiate between the father, who is essentially kosher for everybody, it's only possible vis-a-vis me, as opposed to an Eid Echad who has no power at any time. Therefore, the two cases are not exactly comparable, and that's why I need to be told both. So let's stop for a moment. Where are we up to at this stage of the game? Are we good? Are we not good? We're good. Everything is good to go. Finally, we understand exactly what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. When Reb Meir says in the Mishnah that you can passel the aid, what does that mean? You can passel the aid. Again, we're talking about an aid echad. Aid echad? Aid echad has no power. No, I've invested him with power, and Reb Meir says I'm allowed afterwards to backtrack. Haven't we learned that elsewhere already? No, we've already explained why I need to be taught this case. Okay, so it turns out Reb Meir says this aid echad, initially having been invested with power by me, I can now backtrack. And the Chachamim say, no, once you accept it upon yourself to go ahead with the evidence of an aid echad, you cannot backtrack in the final analysis. That's the machlokes. Now, what was the big problem with all of this? The problem was, let's not forget that the Lashon of the Mishnah was a dov. Zer poisel a dov. That each one can passel the witnesses in plural. And that didn't have any, that didn't make sense at all. So we had to amend that. How did we amend that? By saying that, no, it really means a doy. Well, that's a bit of a problem. So at the moment, we had to go with that. But if you look in one more line of the Gemara, says the Gemara, I'm very sorry to tell you, Hamid Ktoni Reisha Dayonoi. Since in the Reisha it says the word Dayonoi, Dayonoi means his Dayon in the singular. The Sefer, and yet in the Sefer it says Eidov, quote unquote. Alma Dafka Ketoni. What does that mean, Alma Dafka Ketoni? You see that when it says in our Mishnah Eidov, don't tell me that that's Lav Dafka, it really means in the singular. Why? Because there's such an obvious contrast between the Reisha and the Sefer. In the Reisha, it talks about Dayonoi in the singular, and in the Sefer, it says Eidov in the plural. Well, if I would only have the Sefer, so then maybe I'd be prepared to be Madcher, even though it says the plural, really, it means the singular. Bit of a Doicher, but maybe I could let it squeeze through. But I can't let it squeeze through if in the Reisha of the Mishnah, it uses the word Dayonoi in the singular. Well, I'm very sorry. If that's the case, why didn't it say the same in the Sefer? Eidoi. And if the Mishnah changed the Lashon, went from singular to plural, what does that show me? That when it says plural, it jolly well means. In which case, we're back to square one. How can you possibly puzzle a dove? The two witnesses of the other party, they're perfectly valid. They have the status of mumchin. You cannot go around passling the edim of the Torah is considered kosher. So you try to tell me, no, 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 it doesn't mean two edim, it means a single aid. But the Gemara just rejected it. In which case, we're back to square one. So, Mr. Hashem, tomorrow, on the big day, Yom Chasunosai, Mr. Hashem, we'll see the Hemshech of the Gemara. Really, Odoj, you'll be with us tomorrow morning for sure?
Mir Hashem.
Wow, good.